Welcome to Becoming the Ultimate Coach. I'm the Jock, this is the Doc, and we are on part two on getting more clients. And if you haven't listened to the first one, go back and listen to that one, because what we're really doing is we're breaking this down of like, okay, where do we need to start with? What is our foundation for getting more clients? It's not like, hey guys, run this Facebook ad, say these keywords, you'll get 30 new people in the next 30 days. Like, there's enough people out there spreading that. What we're talking about, and we did this in part one, is like, what does the client value? And Dr. J gave the four different ways of thinking about that. In this episode, we're really going to dive into as a service, as whether I'm a personal trainer or I'm a gym owner or whatever I'm doing, like how do I just add more value? And so I like to think about that as in the sense of so many people are worried about, okay, I just need more clients. What is everyone else charging? Like, how do I kind of do that? And if I can add more value and then the supply and demand gets more in my favor, then I can charge more. And we can get more, because ultimately what we're looking at is, you know, how do we, as if we're a new business, how do we pay our bills? And then how do we make more profit? And that's what we're looking at. So not looking at so much of a narrow sense of like, how do I get more clients, but like looking at the bigger picture of like, what am I doing? How do I service more? And then I will be able to make more, and then all the wins. But I want Dr. J to kind of give her a cautionary tale here, because when we were talking about this, it was like, okay, some people go too extreme with adding value. It's like, I'm going to add this, and this. And then everybody's like, oh, I don't know what we're actually doing. So can you break that down for me?
Yeah. And my point to you was that if, you know, we talk about differentiating, right? How do we stand out? And so we see the smoothie bars, we see all of these different, like, I have meals and I have this and I have that and I have all of these different services and tweaks and recovery issues and things like that, which is amazing. But the question is, why are you doing that, and what value? And again, we talked about this in part one. For the client, is that, is that helping their goal? So an example of this, and my son was sharing this story. He was at out of state at a gym, and he went in, and he's, as you know, he's in that gaining phase. So more calories, more lifting. That's kind of his gig. So he's in there, and he watched a gentleman. He was talking to, well, he was up at the counter that had a smoothie bar. He was talking to the guy about the macros, doing all this stuff, found one that was good for him. There's a lot in there, calories and the whole nine yards. And there was another gentleman that was in there that was clearly wanting to lose some weight. But he ended up ordering the exact same thing that my son did. They delivered it to him on the treadmill. And then when he left, he ordered a second one. And my son said, I had the opportunity to kind of observe this guy the whole time that I was there. And he said, I honestly think he left that gym in a calorie surplus. And he said, I just feel bad for him because he probably spent his energy to get there to do that. And there just wasn't guidance for him on absolutely nourish your body, but for what you would like. And so I thought it was just a good example of more is not necessarily better when we talk about value. You have to be focused.
What I like to think of that too is where we look in short term versus long term. Because like short term, we're like, hey, with each client, if we can get them to buy two shakes, that's going to increase, you know, our lifetime value of the person, $10 per visit, and they're doing 10 visits, so we're talking $100 a month. But then the problem is that person like stops coming after 3 months because they're like, I'm actually putting on weight by coming to this facility. So it's one of those things of like, it might be beneficial for the top line revenue short term, but it's not great long term. And that's how we kind of, and you're aware of this because you've helped with this evolution of like, we started with just the physical side, training side. But what we saw was like clients needed more than that. Then we added the nutrition side. And then you came into the picture and we hired the behavior coaching side of it, which helps us implement the nutrition side, which helps us implement the training side. And so there we're adding more value. And we sell supplements at our facility because I think the rule is like, or the number is like 80% of the population's already taken one supplement. So it's just creating a higher quality there. Like we have the sauna at our facility because it's something that helps with detoxification. And it's something that the clients value. So it's one of those things of just looking at what you're currently offering and like, what can you see to like, how do I make this better? So that's what constantly like makes a good business is like, how do I make this better? What are my clients consistently asking for? What are my clients consistently struggling with? And if I can provide the answer for that, then they will stay longer, they will pay longer, they'll tell their friends about it, and then that ultimately gets us more clients we're looking for.
Exactly. And I love that you talked about the short term versus the long term, because you're absolutely right. The client if they're going to this gym over and over and they're gaining weight and they've added this drive, the workout and everything to their, they may not be able to discern that it's the shakes versus the facility, right? You get all lumped up into to one thing. And the other part of that is, it, to help is, again, and I'll harp on the why, you have the sauna, you have the Normatec boots. Those are part of recovery and overall health. Here's how they fit. Here's how this fits. This, the coffee in the open area and the way that the waiting area is set up and just the lounge kind of thing, that's for that positive beginning and ending experience. And the supplements, like you said, that's for quality, and it saves clients time and energy figuring stuff out. So whatever it is you do, if you can communicate that for your clients in a way that they understand how it fits their goals and you're mindful of that, that's going to go a long way. Because as you know, clients will leave and they don't necessarily tell you, or they're not clear why they don't like it anymore, but they'll go.
And this is something that we try to do a lot at my facility, and when we're talking to other coaches, is something that, as you know, we really push for them, is like, what's something that you can create that you can use over and over again? And so, for example, I have a recipe list that I'll send out to clients. It has, here's what to do shopping-wise, here's the recipes, and actually, I got this from a friend, and I just put our logo on it, but I know it's high quality because this friend created this for his facility, and it's not something like I'm giving meal plans to people, but some people just need some idea for different recipes. So it's something that I can take from someone else that they allow. I can create myself, and it's a one-time thing that's providing the value. We also use Trainerize, and with that, people can log on to the app and see their workouts. Now, we mainly use it for the one-on-one training we do in person, but it's also easy for the coach to write up a stretch routine or at-home workout, or I'm traveling and here's a hotel workout that they can create once, and then for every person in there, just drop it in there so they can do some extra stuff. So it's a way that we can see that the clients have this need for it. We can create just a little bit of upfront time to put it in place, and then it's something we can provide over and over again. So when they're coming in, they're spending their, you know, $300-$500 a month on this, you know, one-on-one training. It's not just on the training. Like, we're like, okay, here's some stretches you can do at home. Here's a sauna you can do post-recovery. Here's the monthly meeting that we're doing to go over your overall fitness goals and use the behavior change to make sure all these things implement. Like, we're being your overall fitness coach. So that's really the approach that we take of, like, how much value can we add for this person? Because if you are just the person given the physical activity, then it's going to be easy to compare you to every other place in town that's given the physical activity. So I really like to think about, like, how can I add more value and higher quality value than anyone around? And that's how my top way of getting more clients.
Yeah, and I love all that, of course, and I would just kind of put a bow on that of, on top of that, there's a place that's serving multiple needs for them, the one place. They come to your facility, others that we work with, and they have these things and several issues, my travel, my this, my that, my recovery, that all of that there. There's a reason Target's really popular. Yep. And there's a reason that people make the joke of when they go into Target, they spend a decent amount of money because you can get groceries and you can get home goods and you can get clothes. And then there's usually a Starbucks in there. And so there's all of these needs being met with one community, one stop. And so that's an amazing way to create value.
I'm curious to get your take on this. And the one thing I want to kind of warn people about is, when you get this value and you know who you're talking to and you have a specific market going after, some people might not like it. Because I've had some people come in and I talked to them afterwards and they didn't sign up, and they're like, you know, it just seemed like too nice a place, which is just funny to me. I'm like, I'm trying to make this as nice as possible. But if they're used to, like, working out and they like the hardcore dungy gym, like, you know, I need to get my tetanus shot afterwards, which some people do, like, that is something that they're not going to be attracted. And it's a way to be like, well, maybe we need to change something up. So what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I don't suggest that you create a rough room, the tetanus room, for some of these clients. I think it is really important that a couple of things, right, is why do they prefer that? Is that all they've experienced? So kind of maybe digging into that. Were you trained before? What did you like about those things? And trying to connect it. But to your point, they may not be your client. They may not be the person that you're going after. And so understanding that. But the other part of that is, again, sometimes, I will say a lot of times that has to do with communication. Are you communicating the value? If I just walk into a nice place and I'm assuming that you're charging me more because so you can have a pretty place, and I'm not connecting it to your trainers are experienced, well-educated, well-paid, they're career professionals, you have all of these different options for my overall fitness journey, and the reason it looks nice is because you care about their whole fitness journey. So a lot of times it's also just that language use, and if you're seeing a lot of people do that, they're either rejecting from one way or the other, but you got them in the door, then I would start to think about how you're communicating when they're in the door.
Gotcha. So it sounds like Dr. J said, I didn't do a good job communicating, and that's why the person thought that. Thank you for that.
We'll be talking about this afterwards.
So to wrap up the part two of getting more clients, part one, we talked about like what is the client value and getting into their thoughts and minds from Dr. J. This part two was talking about like you, how to look at what you're doing and who you're going after and how you add more value to that. And part three, we'll get to how to get more clients. So we'll see you then.